There are so many stories to tell at Christmas, perhaps more than at any other time of year. Family and friends gather at a party or dinner, and before you know it, there's music and food and laughter and stories. I'm Lynn Neary, and I'd like to introduce you to Tinsel Tales, a unique collection that celebrates the spirit of storytelling at Christmas. There's the boy who learns that giving can be harder than saving, the wounded soldier who experiences the healing power of music at Christmas, the man who wrote Rudolph, never dreaming that a song about a red-nosed reindeer would fly. So let's drop in on this festive holiday party with some of the most entertaining guests around. Telling stories at Christmas comes naturally to the Kern family. I visited them at their home in Washington, D.C. It's a cold winter day, not yet 5 o'clock, and already the light has left the sky. But inside the home of Sally and Stephen Kern, the wood-beamed living room is warmly lit, and a fire is burning in the fireplace. Stephen Kern uses an old-fashioned bellows to pump up the blaze. Nearby, 10-year-old Garrett and 7-year-old Larkin play chess while their mom flips through the day's mail.
Oh, we got a card from Mother.
Yeah, I got it.
In the dark days after Thanksgiving, but before the holiday season is in full swing, Sally Kern drags out a big box filled not with decorations, those will come later, but with books. Books filled with stories, mostly about Christmas, but also about Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and the winter solstice. The Kerns read to their kids pretty much every night, but these books are special, read only at this time of year. And as the family picks through the pile, they look for their favorites, the ones they remember from last year.
Which one do you want, Laura?
The one with the boy from Oslo.
The boy from Oslo? Who's that knocking on Christmas Eve?